The question today is, what do you mean by the message, walking the path of understanding is a must? This is the fourth part of this. It deals with a series we preached in the church some time ago, walking the path of understanding is a must. We know that when Jeremiah told the people in Jeremiah 6:16, in Judah's day, to find the old paths and walk in those, means to order their lifestyle in those, they said, "We will not." And they went into captivity as a result of that. We know that the path of understanding is necessary for you to be saved, for you to go to heaven. You've got to walk that path, order your lifestyle, because it's he that wandereth out of the way of understanding, Proverbs 21:16 said, shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Therefore, he who stays in the way of understanding, or the path of understanding, shall be saved. That's the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. And it's necessary for you to walk in that. The Bible says, I know Romans 3:11 says, no man seeks after God, no man understands God. But also says in Matthew 13:23 that the good ground are those that understandeth. They had some understanding. So you have to have enough understanding to be saved. And you need to walk that path. It's a progression, the path of understanding. Salvation is instantaneously, but there is a progression in the work of God in your life. It's not just up one minute and say, don't even know where you are and what's going on, don't know nothing about God, and the next minute say, you're going to have to understand, first of all, who you are as a lost sinner, who I am as a lost sinner. We've got to understand that. And we went over that in Ephesians 2, how we're dead in trespasses and sin, we're depraved, we're dominated, we're deceived, we're doomed, but yet we're dear to the Lord. And that's important to know that. Now, we said the next thing we need to understand is we need to understand the purpose of the human instrument that God sends in our life. We used the Philip and the eunuch in Acts 8 as an example yesterday as we talked about that. And we said Paul himself had said, in fact, when the eunuch said, I don't understand. Philip asked him, he said, do you understand what you're reading? Isaiah 53, what he was reading. He said, how can I unless some man guide me? And he really quoted some important fact that it's going to take a human instrument in your life for you to be saved. Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:5, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, and whom God gives, even as the Lord gave to every man. Means that every man who believes is going to have a human instrument cross their path. That's important. In other words, it's necessary. And this need ought not to puff up the human instrument. It shouldn't do that. For the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 6 through 9, he talks about who are we? We're nobody in essence. Who is Paul? Who is Apollos? But we're laborers together. In other words, we're human co-workers, laborers together, but God give the increase. In other words, I can't increase it, Paul can't increase it, Apollos can't increase, but God does. But he uses the human instrument, you see. And that's important to know that very thing, that he uses that. And so the human instrument's necessary. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And that's important. You see, I'm glad that Paul was faithful to pass it on to Timothy, and Timothy was faithful to pass it on to someone else, and someone else passed it on down through the ages until it got to me. I'm thankful for the human instrument I'm glad of that lineage of faithful men in my life that came across my path, because you've got to have a human instrument, and you need to understand that's the purpose of the human instrument. And you see, that's what Noah's three sons were to do when they got off the ark. And somehow the lineage was broken, if you please, when they got off the ark, and as a result, it created a lot of problems. And in that sense, it caused the whole nations to never to hear about Jesus. All they had light of conscience and creation, Romans 19:20, but they had to have the human instrument. Now, God can use a word, and he does. He uses tracts, and he does. But you're not saved by word only. You're not saved by tract only. It takes the Holy Ghost working in your life. That's why I said yesterday, there's the threefold cords not quickly broken, Ecclesiastes said. And that's the Word, that's the human instrument, and that's the Holy Spirit. Now, the only reason you'll ever move toward God's call, the Holy Spirit's moved in your life. So He moves before the human instrument ever crosses your path in that sense. But I'm dealing with Him as the second thing. We need to understand the purpose of the human instrument. He's to preach the Word. He's to hurl forth. He's to hurl forth the Word. What's He to hurl forth? Well, He hurls forth the Word of the cross, the Word of God. And in other words, Paul told Timothy, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And John 17:17 then says that what is the truth? What is truth? And that's what we preach. That's the Word. The Word is truth. So Jesus is the truth. He's the Word. We need to preach the Word. We need to preach the gospel. And that's the center of the cross, is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't go wrong preaching Jesus. That's why Philip preached Jesus to that man, eunuch out there in Gaza desert in Acts 8:35. You said, but I'm not a preacher. Well, you may not be a preacher, a God-called preacher, but you still need to be a witness, as Jesus said when He left out in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive witnesses. You shall be a witness unto Me when you receive power. You'll be a witness unto Me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. And that's what the woman at the well was. I mean, she was just a witness to those around her by her life and by her lip. Now, she may have changed her attire after she went home from the well, because the men said, she said, come see a man that, I don't know what all was said, but what was quoted in John 4 was, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ, the Messiah? In other words, and so they, the Bible says that many of them were saved because of her testimony, in essence, because of what the woman said to them. And well, it was because God done a work in their heart. But the thing about it is, concerning the human instrument, we need to walk the path of understanding is a must. Then you must understand not only the purpose of the human instrument, but you need to understand the purpose of the Word. The Word, I thank God. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, Word of God came, our gospel came unto you not in word only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance. Now, there had to come word, but that wasn't word only. Word only will create a false profession unless the Holy Ghost gets up on that word. Truth is necessary for you to be saved. You're not going to get saved in the church, don't preach truth and practice truth. You're not going to get saved there. If you get saved, it's because some human instrument crossed your path with the truth. And as a result, you'll come out of that church. You'll not stay in that church. And that lets us know, you see, you're on the sound of My voice. You're going to hear this one day as you stand before God. You should have listened to what this preacher told you, that you had to have truth. The Bible says in Psalm 145, verse number 18, He's nigh to all them that call upon Him in truth. So you've got to call on Him in truth, you see. And I know there's people who've never heard the name of Jesus or about Jesus, but the thing about it is that they have creation, they have conscience, and if they'll obey that light that they get in conscience and creation, God will send the human instrument across their path, and he'll send the Word across their path. Of course, the human instrument will bring the Word. We just take too much for granted here in America, if you please, but I was reminded not too long ago about Brother Percy Ray, and how he, and most of you may not know him, but he was a man of God in Myrtle, Mississippi, in Camp Zion. And when he was younger, in the early 20s, he's going to college at Union University there. And at that time, the man was preaching chapel, was a godly man, preached the gospel, and Brother Ray was under conviction. He'd already surrendered to preach, and before that, and turned in his license because he didn't want to be a preacher, because he knew the way the people treated him. And so as a result, he went and was saved. One day, whenever he was really under conviction, Holy Ghost came to him, and heavy conviction. He was shaving, and he more or less said, I wish you'd leave me alone. And he said when he did, the Holy Ghost began to leave him. He knew he was going to leave him forever. And he cried out, if you'll come back, I'll preach. And so when he surrendered to preach there that day, that's the day that he yielded to his soul and all to the Lord Jesus, and he was saved. And as a result, he had to call to preach on his life. He said, I'll preach. Now, He was out in California at one time. I don't know the exact every bit of it, but he was offered a contract out there in a movie, being in the movies in Hollywood. They offered him a $500,000 contract to be in those movies, and And it was more than 1 year. It was like 5 or 10 years. I don't know how long it was now, but it was a good while. He would have that contract of $500,000 a year. Now, that's not much today, you might say, but it was back then, I'll guarantee you. But his family said, you'd be a fool not to take it. And so as a result, one night he had a dream, he could see thousands, maybe millions in hell if he didn't preach the word. So he said he had to preach, and he knew, and if he hadn't preached the word, the lineage would have been broken in his life. Many preachers say, well, and by the way, his family kicked him out of the house because he wouldn't take the contract. But many preachers say, if you don't do your job that God called you to do, then someone else will do it. And you know something? That's not really right. You see, if God gives you a job to do and you fail to do it, it won't get done. In other words, I've had a man in our church say, where would I be today if it hadn't been for Brother Ray if he had taken that contract, where would I be? Well, that's a good thing to think. Many men are out there today because they've not had the human instrument, the faithful man of God, to cross their path. But as he comes across their path, the human instrument, then he'll preach the word, the truth, and that must be quickened by the Holy Ghost of God inside a person. And so it's not by word only, not by written word. It's just because written word is just ink on paper if it's not quickened by the Lord. And that's what Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he said to those that said they believed on him, but he said, if you'll continue in my word. And he's talking about my harema. That's the quickened word. It's not the written word. It's the utterance that's quickened to him. In other words, and if you'll continue in that, obey what you've been taught by me, then you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There'll come a time you'll be saved. Well, those people in John 8:31-32 didn't turn to the Lord. They turned back, and as a result, they died and then went to hell. So that means the Word of God must be preached by the human instrument, but it must be empowered by the Holy Ghost of God. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, the Word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and dividing the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrow. That's what it's got to get down inside to check us out. And it takes the Holy Ghost work in our lives to quicken the Word of God that's preached. So it takes the human instrument, and we must understand about the purpose of the human instrument. We must understand about the preached word and the work of the preached word and the work of the written word, as well as the spoken word that the Lord speaks to them. But we must have the work of the Holy Ghost to quicken that. May the Lord help us. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer in Jesus' name.